The higher in higher education ought to stand for higher tuition. Sure, everyone knows the tuition prices at colleges have risen to obscene levels in recent decades, but the obscenity just hit new highs or lows. Four colleges, namely Boston University, Tufts, Wellesley, and Yale, will be charging over $90,000 per year for tuition, housing, and other expenses for academic year 2024-2025. Tufts tops them all, with an undergraduate education costing nearly $96,000 annually. That's right, a Tufts education is now approaching six figures per year. Wellesley, home of famous alumni such as Hillary Rodham Clinton, will hit $92,000. An analysis posted at CNN.com notes that the new Wellesley price tag represents a 4.7% increase from last year, even as the consumer price index, that is the measurement for inflation, rose by 3.2%. A Wellesley spokesperson told CNN, quote, "We are committed to making a Wellesley education affordable, and we meet the full calculated financial need for every student who enrolls at the college," unquote. Well, there is some truth in that. According to Wellesley, nearly 60% of students receive financial aid, with the average award at about $67,000 a year. Candidly, here's what that really means. So many colleges engage in the practice known as discounting. That is, they hike their overall price tag, knowing that few families can pay it, and then in turn tell those prospective students that they've received a big scholarship for, say, in Wellesley's case, $67,000. Naturally, those students and their parents are thrilled about this award. They compare it to what other colleges offer them. If another college with tuition of $50,000 offers them a scholarship of only, say, $25,000, they'll insist they're being disrespected by the less generous offer. That's a game that so many colleges play. For the record, where I teach at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania, we don't do that. Our annual price tag of about $34,000 a year, about $21,000 of which is for tuition, is real. In fact, we've been named America's best buy in higher education by Money Magazine. Now think about this. We could inflate our price tag to, say, $50,000 and play that discounting game, but we don't. We prefer to be honest about it. If we offer students a scholarship of, say, $15,000 a year, it's a big deal. Actually, it's a real deal. But discounting aside, the cost of a college education is plainly outrageous. If universities were run by conservatives rather than liberals, every liberal member of Congress would be screaming about greed and demanding price controls. Liberals would be raging that college is only for rich kids. That said, there is some good news here, and that is this. The ridiculous prices have had the positive effect of making many young people rightly question the economic value of a college education. That's especially so for young men, many of whom are seeking trade schools. Everyone knows there's a terrible lack of plumbers, welders, electricians, and other good-paying technical professions. Many young men would rather do those jobs, sometimes becoming self-employed as their own boss, than work at an office job in some city somewhere. Many young men are also disgusted by the wokeness at universities, and they're opting out. Conversely, women are opting in. Women are now the majority of students, and that includes grad schools, law schools, medical schools. This preponderance of women happened without government fiat, that is, without the force of something like the Equal Rights Amendment. It happened the way that it should, naturally. It resulted from free markets and free choice. And now, as colleges follow their version of a free market and charge outrageous tuition, in some cases over $90,000 a year in tuition and other costs, many young people, especially men, are freely choosing to not attend. For American Radio Journal, I'm Paul Kengor. Thanks for listening.